You got your Michigan shirt on today. Big weekend for you next weekend. The Wolverines are off to the Final Four. If you're a Wolverine fan, everyone knows who you're rooting for. I hate to break it to you, Craig. If you're not a Michigan fan, I feel like everyone's going to be rooting for the other team.
Absolutely.
Loyola Chicago, an 11 seed. Sister
Jean,
down in San Antonio. They're off to the Final Four. And joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is an alumnus of the Ramblers. Ten years he was their play-by-play voice. And now he's been the Blazers' voice for quite some time in the NBA. But we want to get into this story, what it means in Chicago, what it means to the school, what it means to the tournament. Here's Brian Wheeler. How you doing, Brian?
Fellas, good to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. So tell us, man. I know you're out in Portland now, but is Sister Jean like the most popular person in Chicago, the most popular person on campus? Take us through her history.
Well, she sure seems to be. I left Chicago in 93. She became the team chaplain in 94, so I didn't really have a chance to get to know her personally, but I feel like I have, considering all the attention that she's gotten. And now I know that a outside marketing firm has gotten permission from the school, and they got permission from her to do some additional marketing items in her likeness. And so it's been a great story. And you have to love her pregame prayers. I mean, you know, they listened in on a couple of them, and she'll do the traditional, Lord, we hope for the safety of our athletes in the game upcoming. We also want them to make sure that they pay attention to numbers 5 and number 20, because those are the two best players on the other team. We pray some for the other team, but not as much as we do for us. And we hope the referees will make good calls, too, and that at the end of the day we get the W. You know, so it's a kind of a unique prayer that you don't often hear team chaplains put out there. So it's great. And gosh, I don't know if I'll be blessed enough to make it to 98 years of age, but if I do, if I'm half as really relevant and vibrant as she still seems to be, I think I would be very, very lucky to have that be the case. So for her and for the school and for Chicago and for the whole state of Illinois, I think it's been a great, great story, and we'll see if they can keep the magic going.
Did you see the interview post game yesterday with the reporter asking Sister Jean about meeting Charles Barkley? Did you happen to see that, Brian?
Yes, conditions. It wasn't, most people would say, "Oh, okay, I can meet Charles Barkley. That'd be the greatest thing in the world." But she definitely had some conditions to the experience. So I thought that was great. She didn't want to see him play basketball. I don't think she has to worry about that.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that anymore. But I think everybody has been wanting to get a selfie with her, and so it's been great. I saw and people gotten clever on Twitter as well. Somebody did got a picture of her doing an interview. They had the interviewer supposedly asking her, "What did you give up for Lent?" And she said, "Losing."
Yeah.
It's been funny the way that they've found a way to be creative with a lot of different things. I've seen an Air Jordan picture with her, instead of Air Jordan sailing through the air for a dunk. So it's been great. And then every player and everybody with that basketball program certainly talks about her influence and how wonderful she's been. So it's nice that this later year of her life that she can have this kind of experience, and I'm sure it's been a memorable run for her and for the whole team.
So, Brian, okay, so the draw comes up, with Selection Sunday, you see where they're at. What were your expectations for Loyola Chicago?
I go back even to the latter stages of the regular season, and all the bracketologists were saying that if they didn't win their conference tournament in the Missouri Valley, that maybe they wouldn't get in. And they had a couple of good non-conference wins, but the feeling was that the Missouri Valley wasn't that strong a conference, and that if somehow they got upset, even if they had a pretty good record, it might not be enough to get in. So I was nervous just going through the conference tournament. Once they got there, I thought it was a great thing because it was the first time since 1985 that they had been in the tournament, and that was the first year I did the games on commercial radio after I graduated from there. So that took me back, and I remember that team that got to the Sweet 16 and got upset by gave Georgetown a pretty good battle when they had Patrick Ewing and were ahead at halftime, ended up losing that game, but had a great run, and then to have it be that long before they got back to the tournament, I was just hoping, geez, can they go win one game? I thought it would be a successful season and something they could build on, and I was just hoping they could use it to, you know, build on recruiting and keep their head coach, who I thought would, you know, potentially get some pretty good offers from other schools. And so it was nice to see the athletic director say that we got to tear up his current contract and give him a new deal. And with each passing win, I'm sure that price tag is going up. But for them to get to where they've gotten, obviously, to me, they're playing with house money, and to be able to get this far has been remarkable. But a great story, and I've seen some people write about in a year when there's been some scandals in college basketball that this has been something that kind of, you know, gives people a good feeling about the sport again. So if they can produce all of that, then you know, then that means that these wins have been pretty magical for other people as well.
With Brian Wheeler, the voice of the Blazers, but was a longtime voice of the Ramblers at Loyola Chicago, also an alumni of Loyola Chicago. They're off to the Final Four. They'll play Michigan this weekend. You touched on an interesting psychology there of a small-time school, of a smaller program, where you said with all this winning, you're concerned maybe they lose the coach, where I was thinking maybe they could use this to recruit. But take us through your thought process as this tournament went on. Was it more about, okay, yeah, I'm going to enjoy the moment, but beyond this, this is going to cause us problems because the coach is going to get recruited by some bigger program, or maybe you can use this spotlight to potentially recruit more and maybe be a competitive program for longer than you usually might think because of the spotlight that's been on the school?
Well, the last time they got to the tournament in 85, both DePaul and Illinois also got there. So they were not the only team in Illinois to make the tournament that season. But this time around, they were the only team in Illinois. So they have a chance at a time when there isn't maybe a lot of competition from the other area schools and the other state schools to really take a foothold on basketball in the state. Unfortunately, they've got a coach that's a Chicago native and somebody that appreciates the good basketball in Chicago. I think the last few seasons they brought in some more Chicago kids, and I think this can only help recruiting. There's no doubt about that. I thought I saw a stat also that just in the last week or so that admissions to the school went up by like 32%. So, you know, it's a unique position for Loyola to be in. They've never really had a signature program. I mean, they don't have football, they don't have hockey, they don't have baseball, so men's basketball is the marquee sport, but they've never really had a situation where because of the success of a athletic program, the whole university could benefit. So I know there are different people in place in terms of running the university from where they were in 1985. So I'm hoping these people, and it sounds like they're saying all the right things, that they understand the impact of having a coach that recruits the right kind of players, understands, you know, being part of a Jesuit institution and education being important and so on and so forth, that they want to keep somebody like that. So I'm hoping that they understand what this has meant, not just for the basketball program, but for the university as a whole. So the exposure that Loyola has gotten, you know, I think has been something that they can't buy in a lot of other respects. So if they understand all of that, then I think they'll do whatever it takes to be able to keep Porter Mosier. And I think, you know, he'd probably give him a little bit of a hometown discount. I'm sure he wants to be respected for what he's done, but at the same time, being in a situation where he loves where he's at, that hopefully will, you know, maybe help them maybe not have to pay as much as another school from the outside might have to try to get his services.
Thank you, Brian. Enjoy it this weekend. It should be a really fun game, and hopefully you got two more in store. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Brian.
There's Brian Wheeler, the voice of the Blazers, but was the longtime voice of the Ramblers and an alumnus of Loyola Chicago. They're off to the Final Four. I believe only the 11th seed to reach the Final Four. I may have that number off, but there haven't been a lot of them. And they've been the story of the tournament, which says something, because UMBC knocked out of one seed, and Sister Jean has just completely knocked them off the table. And this Loyola Chicago story has really taken over. Brian Wheeler joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.ca. Isn't that capitalism in a nutshell, that they're going to try to make some money off Sister Jean? And they went to her and they're like, do you mind if we use your image and we're just going to sell it every single way possible? And she's like, yeah, go ahead. Well, what does she care?
Well, one of the things with social media that we have trends, right? What's trending? And Sister Jean is clearly trending.